Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, big 2 o'clock hour. Dom's Money Melody for a great prize. Your calls at 855-839-1210. Today's side question. National Metric Day. That's tomorrow, really. I jumped the gun on this. I couldn't help it. Something America is never going to go for. One guy was calling in and saying the braless look. I don't think that would have been a winner here. Dan wasn't here for that. We kind of rejected that. He didn't. He dropped off anyhow. Yeah.
You shunned him away.
I shunned him. 855-839-1210. You get in. President Trump has booked Madison Square Garden for a rally to kick off the final stretch of the campaign. Now, look, I know it appeals. It shows strength nationwide. It's first come, first serve. He'll be mobbed at Madison Square Garden, but don't know that that's the most effective use of time. I kind of like more where he is tonight. Reading, 69% or close to it, Latino majority city. And some of the elected officials out there in Berks County that are Latino are Republican. So this is going to be a big scene tonight. Here, though, is MSNBC. Henry, and thank you. It's the first time I've ever had it highlighted here. I couldn't miss it. Dots, you must say this to do the show today. This will be cut one. Here is Marita Hinojosa, who was on MSNBC over the weekend, talking about why Latinos, like tonight in Reading, why they're flocking to Trump, apparently the men, but and also women. It's kind of like Democrats shading Asian Americans, saying they're white adjacent. Here's what she said.
Candidate.
Well, this is the one, it's supposed to be with Vice President Harris at 54%. It's a 14-point lead. Is that it? The bottom number? Yes, so there it is. So she has a 14-point lead, but it has been shrinking after each consecutive presidential election from 2016. Why is that? Why is the Democratic share of the Latino vote shrinking?
And what I said to you when we asked the question was, Latinos want to be white. They want to be with the cool kids. They want to be... I'm asking Latinos all the time, and they just say, well, ese Donald Trump es tan buen negociante. He's such a good businessman. It's like, no, he's not. He had bankruptcies. But they don't want to be identified with all of those other immigrants that Donald Trump speaks so badly of, including me as a Mexican immigrant. So they're like, we'd rather let's be with him. But those numbers, they could cost Kamala Harris the election. Everything that I've been saying, that Latinos could push her over the top, These are the numbers that could also take her down.
Exactly. That's what we're counting on. Now, let me make a bridge with this. Thanks to great effort from Dan and Henry here. We played you at the top of the show because he was late today doing this. Jim Kenney. Now, what does this have to do with Latinos? Okay, I'm going to play you a couple cuts of Jim Kenney, desperation, out of retirement. They sent him to Scranton. Irish Catholics. Now, this guy should have been excommunicado when he was in grade school, really. I mean, how much do you have to do to be excommunicado in the Catholic Church? Jim Kenney's a Catholic?
Yeah.
They sent him to Scranton, Biden country, to talk to union guys. You're going to hear him talk, I'm not making it up, about a paper route. Just wanted to make one point. I don't know that we have it anywhere, Dan. I remember back in the day, several times, Cardinal Dolan does this, and Kenney did it. Around St. Patrick's Day or before, Kenny would get on a tirade telling people that were Irish, particularly these guys in unions, building trades and all that, right? That the illegal immigrants, he just called them migrants, sanctuary city, they're just like the Irish. This is the way the Irish were treated. How can you be Irish and not see this and hate Trump? He's gone after them. It's like he's gone after you and your ancestors. Well, I think there are big differences here, to put it mildly. The Irish truly suffered discrimination and overcame. Overcame by hard work, intelligence, etc. If you are Irish, every time this comes up, I'd love to hear from you. This guy, this fraud, bringing up the Irish, just like Dolan has, in order to say, why in the world you of all people, sometimes Dolan even jumps out of his lane and brings Italians into this. When we see people coming here illegally in New York. And the idea that this is the same experience and that the Irish didn't suffer and what they went through to rise in America. Signs, Irish need not apply. Is this the same experience? 855-839-1210. Here's Kenny, though, telling us that Donald Trump is unqualified because he's not middle class. Now, just think of any number of these wealthy Democrats that either have been the nominee or helped to run the party, right? So suddenly, you have to have come up the hard way, like Jim Kenny doing a paper route. I want fact checkers on this over on 2 Street. Did Jim Kenny ever get up that early? Can you imagine this? Unless the paper route went through Wegmans. Here's Kenny talking about his paper route today to pitch Kamala Harris.
Thank you, Mayor Page. I want to talk a little, some personal experiences to give you some idea of where I come from in my life. When I was 14 or 15 years old, I got up before sunrise to deliver the Philadelphia Inquirer to my paper route every morning. It was a difficult job, especially for a teenager to get up that early and those things. And then I went on to a union restaurant and washed dishes.
It was a union restaurant.
And a union house. I became a busboy in the same union house and a bartender. And
bartender, yeah.
All my family have been involved in some form or another with organized labor. That's the reason why my parents could take as good care of us as they did. That's why we could go for a vacation for a week in Wildwood.
North Wildwood, I hear.
And could buy a car every few years. So the reason why I tell you those anecdotes is because a guy like Donald Trump never had a summer job. He never worked after school. He never struggled. He got handed an envelope full of money from his father to start a business. I would venture to guess his kids never have worked either. In order to really get an idea of what people struggle with, you have to have walked in their shoes. And you have to have the same experiences that they have. When I was mayor, the thing I was one of the most proud of was our relationship with our labor unions. I realized that without our municipal workers, the city don't work. Without those sanitation
city don't
guys
work.
Working every day.
LaSalle graduate.
Yeah, right.
Walking behind a trash truck
proud
in all kinds of weather. Trash will get picked up and the city goes to rot. Police officers patrolling the streets taking their lives, putting their lives on the line.
Yeah.
Firefighters running into burning buildings. Teachers were so responsible for our children and their future. And recreation department workers who take care of our kids after school and during the summer are all in my city union members that are respected and treated with dignity.
All right, so the paper route to the union leading to Kamala Harris. Here's what he said, that Biden's not running, Big Jim. Biden's out now, but Biden, Harris, and Walls, they're working people. Trump is not.
The Biden, Harris, and Walls, they grew up similar to the way I grew up. And they had those experiences, single parent. Walls, Governor Walls is in the Midwest. Solid people. And I think that's what union members who are on the fence, I don't know why anybody at this point would be on the fence, to tell you the truth, have to think about what Donald Trump's experience in life is and what he how he would treat you and look at you. He will tell you today, when he gets to Scranton, everything you want to hear. Will he follow through with it? No. Will he lie? Yes. And I think that that's what people have to, and again, Billy is correct. You know, the presidency goes through Pennsylvania. And we have to turn out in Philly, turn out in Scranton, and we have to turn out in the rest of the state to make sure that we don't go through this nightmare again of 4 more years of this mess. I mean, Mayor Page knows back during COVID, it was a disaster. I mean, no testing, no vaccines, denial that the problem even existed. People dying by the thousands. I mean, I can't imagine having him in the White House again, especially with a attitude that he can do anything he wants, that he's got immunity from the Supreme Court. And I think we would be in line for an absolute disaster. So I would argue that you should get out, vote for Harris and Walz, and as Vice President Harris has said recently, turn the page on this nightmare.
All right, then. This guy is the epitome of what is the worst of Philadelphia. I mean, there's good things about Philadelphia, too. We see with the mayor, other than her idea, Dan, next time we get her on, of year-round schooling, completely reject that. But Jim Kenney is the worst of what Philadelphia produces. And they're doing this because Trump has broken through enormously. We've proven it. We've had on the head of the Teamsters here, their own polling, not the national. We've had on the across Pennsylvania, even. The polling indicates that on so many issues in so many ways, Trump has broken through. You're going to see that with Latinos tonight. There'll be a huge crowd there. He has enormous support versus the average Republican. The only thing that has to happen is Republicans have to come home in the suburbs. That's the only thing holding this up. And their argument that they can't take his personality. But listen to Kenny, the paper route, the Union House as the busboy and all this. How could Donald Trump identify with any of that? 855-839-1210. You get on board. Just think of how limited the worldview of Jim Kenny is. All right, what does he identify with? He identifies with the rot and the corruption here in Philadelphia. He identifies with, I don't know, when he talked about the cops putting Danielle Outlaw in charge of their fate as police commissioner. Just think of what this guy has. And occasionally he comes out of his stupor, rails about Oaks, Pennsylvania, and guns. 855-839-1210. But this is what they're desperate for. They actually dragged Kenny up to Scranton to make this pitch because they recognize how Trump has broken through on this front. It is remarkable. For I don't remember a Republican. I have to think back as far as I can tell. But every time I see Kenny, Dan, I think I've told you this, right? We're at the eulogy. It's at the Academy of Music, I seem to remember. It was that big. I'm pretty sure it was the Academy of Music for Wild Bill Guinier. Mm. I'm sitting there. I was honored. They asked me to give part of the eulogy. Kenny comes in. Now, remember, this is a solemn ceremony for a World War II hero. He's looking to sit down. He doesn't see me because he's got an entourage. Then he sees it's me. He gets up, looks, and goes to the other side of the room. I mean, what a just... Like, wow. I'm going to do something or say something at a eulogy for this person.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, just suck it up, you clown, and just sit there like I had to sit there. That's the mentality. He's cowardly, too. He couldn't debate any of this stuff. They're doing this because Trump has broken through. And it's a conundrum. I'm doing a show this afternoon on Newsmax in the 4 o'clock hour. Dan's making this a Hollywood production. Man, I'm going to look pretty good in this. I even have the Steve Jobs turtleneck on. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see in the jacket that goes with it today.
We even got your little background going.
Yeah, we got a background. I expect music here.
Just pushed out a social media post, Chris Salcido Show.
God, it's 4 o'clock, Newsmax. Thank you for that. And I'm going to make that point that what it's coming down to here in Pennsylvania, all these groups like Latinos, union members, Trump has broken through like no Republican that we've seen in I don't know how many years. Are these suburbanites really going to go wild that they just have to stop and vote against their own self-interest? They just can't stand it. Particularly looking at Harris, they can't stand it. All right, 855-839-1210. And if you are Irish, every time I hear Kenny, I think about this. I think of Dolan. If they were Italian, I would bring it up even more. Trying to tell the Irish, particularly these guys, that they are offline here if they don't vote for Harris, because Trump is going after the Irish by going after people coming here illegally. It's the same thing. Dolan wrote that column about that.
I do have the Italian immigrants cut.
Okay, yeah, here's Dolan. All right, now Kenny gets me more than Dolan, but Dolan sets me off, too, because he's a cardinal. He's supposed to know better. Here's Dolan.
People in that parish were talking about first, second, and third immigration Italians rebelled and said, absolutely not.
You're darn right.
We will not have them here. Now, Bishop DiMarzio always likes to point out, usually that was done by the Irish, but this time it was done by the Italian. And so I tried to reason with them to go back in history and to say, this is exactly what your parents, your grandparents, and your great-grandparents faced.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. It's bad enough we're being invaded. It's bad enough the stuff that's happening here. This Afghan immigrant brought here on parole, and he didn't have his parole hearing, his immigration hearing, for 3 years. The FBI arrested yesterday in a ring that was going to murder Americans on Election Day. It's bad enough we have to put up with this. Then you have to hear these lame lectures of guys like Cardinal Dolan. How dare you? And we're immoral. We're racist. Something's wrong with me, right, Cardinal? No. It's wrong with you. It's wrong with the church. It's wrong with the Catholic Church up and down the line, supporting illegal immigration and attacking Americans who are tired of this. And they're tired of your church and they're moving on from it. You know that and I know that. It's the same thing here in Philadelphia. I don't even know what the hold is anymore, the people they do have. 855-839-1210. All right, I'm coming to you with more calls, but first,
it's Dobbs Money Melody.
Money gone.
All right, playing today for a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Dom, we are getting to that time where we're all going to be caring about one thing in this city and watching one thing, that being the Philadelphia Phillies taking on the New York Mets at the New York Mets for Game 4 of the NLDS. And Dom, I thought, we had fun with this before. Why don't we play a walk-up song of one of our beloved Philadelphia Phillies and see if our listeners can tell us who this walk-up song is used for?
Oh, I hope it's not the one I don't like. We'll see.
No, I don't think it is. This is a really good song. I like this song, and I like the choice. But Dom, we just want to know who's walk-up song on the Philadelphia Phillies is this. Take a listen.
Yeah, here come the rooster. Yeah. You know we ain't gonna die.
That's a
pretty good walk-up song,
yeah, right?
Yep.
I think it is. A very beloved Philly. That's their walk-up song. We want to know the name of the Philadelphia Philly who uses this song as their walk-up song. And thanks to Henry for helping out here with a great choice.
855-839-1210. That's how you get in on that. 855-839-1210. And we'll send you off to see Brian Regan at the Millworth Theater. More of your calls coming up. Talk Radio 1210.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's exactly right. So walk-up music. Let's hear the music. Which one of our favorite Phillies is this is their walk-up music?
Yeah, here come the Roosters.
Let's go to John in Morristown on Talk Radio 1210. John, who is that?
Is it Zach Wheeler?
It was a trick question. How did you get that, John?
I watched the game.
Oh, there you
okay.
Go.
I didn't know that they ever – I mean, it's a walk-up. What, how in the world do they play it?
So when he walks out from the bullpen to the mound in the first inning.
They play it then.
They play it from the beginning. And if Dan would play the beginning –
yeah.
It's very soft, so I don't think a lot of people notice.
Right, yeah. I certainly wouldn't. You need walk-up music when you're not going to bat.
Hand to heart, I had no idea until today when Henry told me that that pitchers even had walk-up music.
Yeah, the one I don't like, and every time in the game I say, DJ, I got to go get something, is the Stott one. I just...
Oh, come on, it's fine.
Oh, God, they go crazy. It's like Sweet Caroline at the ballpark or something, you know? That's what it reminds
it's
me
such
of.
A good, it's such a fun song, though. When the whole crowd sings it.
Henry, you probably have a lot of knowledge of it. Who's your favorite walk-up music of anybody? Phillies or otherwise?
I think this might be my favorite. I mean, all-time Chase Utley with, you know, Cashmere.
Okay.
Right now, I like Bryce Harper's Flower, and I do like Zach Wheeler's Rooster. That's why I suggested it today.
How do you not like? This is one of the best walk-up songs in the entire MLB, I would say.
God,
when you get the crowd on their feet singing along to it, it's a beautiful moment.
I like Stott, so I have no complaint as a ball player, but the music type of thing. What is Alec Bohm, I'm afraid to ask?
It's a good question. He is famous by Kanye West.
Yeah, the end of it.
Okay. All right, that's an interesting.
You
want to
hear that?
Boom.
Yeah, when they say his name over and over again.
All right, 855-839-1210. We can get you in. The Jim Kenny out of retirement today is a special day here of desperation. One bit of stats I wanted to give you. Now I'll take a call. Then we'll have the lightning round. I just saw this today. We're trying to get them on. There was a group in Harrisburg today. And you have to remember, these are taxpayer dollars paying for this. The breakdown, they say, paid for with taxpayer dollars, $6,032,103 for various gender-affirming care, meaning operations or hormones and puberty blockers, 822 sex change patients we paid for. This coming from Wolf and going forward. 316 total surgery patients, 518 total hormone and puberty blocker patients, total prescriptions written, 3,469, total submitted charges that the taxpayers are paying for, $6,032,103. Look, I think this stuff with kids should be stopped. With parental rights, there is a line to that. We don't say, hey, I want my kid to drink a fifth of whiskey over at Wegmans with Jim Kenny or something. No, we don't say that. We say you don't have as a right as a parent to do that. In these cases, with very young kids, where's the right to do this? Why should we pay for it as taxpayers? So they held a news conference, or we're holding it today. We hope to get one of the principals on. Taxpayer dollars. And you know that Harris, even though she's moved away from all kinds of fracking restrictions and border, she's going to be tougher and all that. There's one area she hasn't backed up on. The transgender affirming care surgeries, even for people here illegally. She recognizes that apparently is more of a core value than even some of the other things that have been very liberal, progressive that she stood for. Imagine we spent $6 million plus. Again, bad enough if the parents are paying for this or private insurance, God knows how. This coming through taxpayer money in the state of Pennsylvania. We'll have more on this. We'll get somebody on and lay it out and what can be done to block that. And sad to say, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is right there with a lot that they've gotten from this. $120 million national has been made on these surgeries. $120 million.
Ooh.
We'll look back on this. I mean, crazy. The people who are not paying attention 5 years from now look back on this and say, my God, what a horror. Right now, any person paying attention got to say, you got to stop this stuff one way or the other. I think Republicans ought to bring it up more because I don't think Harris has made a decision to back away from it. Not like she conveniently has with other stuff.
I've read online before. I mean, is it too radical to compare it to lobotomies?
A hair, because I want to be reasonable on this, you know, the lobotomy stuff, but it's close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly that we're paying for it. Yeah. But that's a good framework.
It's just a medical thing that was once thought to work, and then we look back on it and we're like, wow, you know?
Yeah. And some of the alleged best, and when you look at the profit motive here, that's a tell. If there were no big profit motive, but just in Pennsylvania, taxpayers paid $6 million. A lot of them are the Penn State Children's Hospital, this Children's Hospital and that. In Philadelphia, it's sad. I can't be supportive of that. There's a lot of wonderful stuff there, but you know what? This just tarnishes it. We shouldn't pay for this. That's the bottom line. All right, we're coming to your calls. Don't forget the side question today. My friends at Martin Water Conditioning are celebrating their 51st year with their annual anniversary sale. Now through the end of October, save on better water for your entire family. We've enjoyed crystal clear drinking water in our home for years, thanks to Martin Water Conditioning. This is a great opportunity for you to do the same. We love it, and the Martin Water Conditioning family is incredible to work with. Nobody is more passionate about water. You can save up to $500 on select systems for your home. You want to improve your drinking water? Martin's. They're offering $100 off Kinetico's K5 reverse osmosis system. If you purchase a water softener, you may be eligible for a Kinex salt monitor, which is worth over $150. Special 18 and 48-month financing is available to those who qualify. Save now through the end of October. Don't miss out. These deals are mutually exclusive, and they won't last long. I tell you, personal experience, these people come to your home that's immaculate. Our guy, Dwayne, they're passionate to improve your water and your health. So visit martinwater.com for more details and schedule that free water test today. That's martinwater.com. All right, welcome in Vice President Harris, just telling us that FEMA absolutely has the resources that it needs. Oh, really? Then that means they're just as incompetent as these most federal agencies are. What else are these people in North Carolina making this up? How difficult this has been. And I think when Florida is hit, sadly, you're going to see somebody who really knows how to protect and do the right things in DeSantis and the state response there. They always have. They've done it. He's that type of guy to drill down on it. And it will be interesting to see that comparison. All right, you got the side question going on, 855-839-1210. You heard Jim Kenney. Michael Whatley, if you missed the interview up on podcast, the head of the RNC, I was kidding with him. I'm kind of surprised. You guys yesterday, The View, of all places, broke loose Vice President Harris saying that, yeah, there is no difference with the big decisions that Biden made. She agrees with them. There's nothing she can think of. Now, that wasn't done by 60 Minutes. Just asked her a simple question, you know, how are you going to be different than Joe Biden? And that's what came out of it. So I said to him, I'm surprised that you guys don't have that ad up already. And he said, oh, no, we do. This morning we had it up. Now, that is good work. Because the question is, well, then, we're actually running against Biden. We've changed a business suit to a pantsuit, but there's no difference in the policies. How is it different then? Well, there's a different vibe. It's a referendum on what Biden did Biden-Harris over 4 years. If voters actually get that pounded home and hear it from the vice president herself, then why in the world would you still say you're voting for her? What's the change here? So the backup is, well, I'm going to put a Republican on the cabinet. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. And Gary, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Gary.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good,
great,
Gary.
Great show today.
Good. Yeah, go ahead, Gary.
I think you spoke to my Uncle Mike earlier today. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. All right, thanks, Gary. Yeah, the Michael caller, look, called in and essentially said Trump is a convict and all that. Do you believe in God? And we got into the grocery store, which is where we always ought to go in these arguments. And he essentially said, well, people in grocery stores are living beyond their means. That's what we're telling the average American. Again, if there were another debate, Fox just proposed a debate again today between Trump and Harris. I don't think it's going to happen, around October 23rd or so, Fox News Channel. And if it did, that's where Trump should have gone the first time. What are we telling the average American? If she wants to fall back on attacking corporate America, I don't think that's a winning argument. And America is saying you're only doing that because you have nothing else. All right. So, yeah, it's a lame argument. There's nothing there. All right. Let's try one more time. All right, Gary, here's your shot. Go ahead.
I'm very, very sorry, Dom.
That's okay.
It's the whole Apple iPod, iPhone thing.
Okay.
So anyway, my Uncle Mike, I believe you spoke to him. He was a union steamfitter. He did really well. He retired at least 15 years. And he always tells me, we don't have an earning problem. We have, when he says we, our economy, we have a spending problem. And it was like 2 weeks ago, he says, Jimmer, you've got $1 trillion worth of credit card debt. I've got nothing. I said, Uncle Mike, you've been retired for 15 years. Your earnings stopped right there, and you still have the first dollar that you had in your first paycheck.
That's actually your uncle?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Have him call again. That was a good knockdown drag out, Gary.
I loved it. I loved it. And I'm sitting there with my jawless to the ground going, that's my uncle.
It was pretty nuts. Gary,
I got to ask you a question, Don.
Yes.
What do you consider to be upper middle class? What kind of income is that to you? In my head, it's anything over 250.
I think I would say family income in our area. If you're 200,000, I think you could be considered upper middle class. You're on the cusp, but 250 certainly, yeah.
Because my uncle made a point. The woman that called in, that her credit cards were maxed out and claiming herself as upper middle class, right?
Yeah.
Paying for groceries. I mean, that's sad. That's the way our people live, including myself. But still, that's sad. Upper middle class with credit cards maxed out.
Well, it's the stuff
paying for groceries.
Yeah, it's the stuff that enrages me. And I would just tell people, let's not go telling people they're living beyond their means and whatever. Walk a little bit in their shoes to see that the average American like her is trolling the meat aisle, she said, to have to go back and take a look if it looks like they're going to change the expired stuff and all. No, no, no. That's not our America.
No, it is sad. It is very sad.
Gary, what is
anyway,
it Americans
I
will not...
something that Americans are not going to put up with or give up with. It's going to be our guns. It's never going to happen.
Ah, that's a very good one. All right. This coming with National Metric Day. That really was his Uncle Mike. Oh, my God. And we devolved after that call into the idea that, no, Americans are not living beyond their means. They're living beyond the nonsense. The point is this. If there were World War II and we have to ration because we're beating the Nazis and Japanese, okay, you get the sacrifice that people go through. Why the sacrifice now in the grocery store? I just had Hasn't Been Sober, but it's on my mind, on Twitter. Nah, I can't afford now. They were $8 today for blueberries. I love blueberries. But I kind of been monitoring because I just can't see. It's not a giant size either. I didn't see $8. Maybe it was $7.99. I didn't look this past at Giant, but $8 for blueberries that size. Why do we have to put up with that? Why? What is it we gained by that? What Biden was told with Michael Barr, Beschloss, and all these historians and people, one of whom, his father worked on the committee of FDR, they told Biden right in the beginning, go big, Joe. You'll be a consequential president. That means spending like LBJ and FDR. Now, FDR was a failure. He was a charismatic figure to Americans, but his economic plan was a failure. World War II is what bailed us out of all that. And LBJ was just a political animal, probably the most crude and extreme person we've had as president. They're not role models. So think about it in those terms. Why should people have to be pinching every penny in the supermarket? What is it we gained? That's a question I'd like to hear Democrats answer. What is it we've gained by making them do that? Well, they would have you believe it has nothing to do with that. It just has to do with COVID. They run out on that, supply chains, and God knows what else. And then try to tell you, well, don't you have more take-home pay? That's a lie. That is not matching anywhere near the rate of inflation, particularly when it comes to grocery shopping. You know it, and I know it. Tell other people about that. It wasn't like that in the Trump years. Yeah, but I can't take what Trump might say. All right, then, vote on that and continue paying $8 for blueberries. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round, and we'll tell you what's up for tomorrow. By the way, I'll be on Newsmax. I got to get the exact time. I don't have it yet in the 4 o'clock hour today. Talking about what's going to happen here in Pennsylvania. I have a crystal ball out here in the studio. I'm looking at it. And I see all across the state, like Reading, Latinos for Trump. And then my crystal ball goes to Monco and Delaware County. And I see a bunch of fake Republicans saying, well, I can't stand Trump. I got to go the other way. And our buddy Nick Sorter is joining us live from the Carolinas tomorrow. He's this independent journalist who's right in the center of the action. Misinformation? You got Biden today asking how wide is Florida? He needed to know that on the FEMA call. How wide is Florida? This is, get out there and take a walk across it, Joe. See how wide it is. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom's lightning round.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Dom's lightning round, sponsored by Jerry Hovalvo. Right now, lease a 2025 XC40 for only $435 per month for 36 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right. Side question today, National Metric Day. Something you're not going to see. Americans are not going to go for this. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. Hey, Joe, what's yours? Yo, Joe. Yeah, Joe had giant wind turbines on the horizon. All right, Pat in Washington Township. Pat, afternoon, what's yours?
Good afternoon. Yes, mine is the thought of drinking warm beer just makes me gag. I don't think we would ever go for drinking warm beer.
There you go. You know, they say all the time, the British do it. You know, why? It's always with Europeans, this Eurocentric envy that we have. Metric, soccer. Not no good dental
care.
You know,
it took me 3 hours, but I don't think the metric system is that bad.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be a horrible? 10 equals 100, 100 equals 10. Like
it makes sense, but just out of spite. Not doing it.
Exactly. Just like we'll be putting our scores up. Phillies 2, Mets 7 from yesterday. Bill in Bucks County. Afternoon, Bill. What do you have today?
Hi there. Good afternoon, Dom. Greetings from Bucks County. I have, in spite of what CNN tries to do to us, we're never going to embrace Celsius over Fahrenheit.
Yes, it's the same thing. It's not like it would be horrible, but all that recalculating.
Again, it makes more sense than what we're working
with. Oh, God, we're not doing it. No, Fahrenheit is fine. Why do we need Celsius? Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, afternoon. What do you have today?
Hey, Dom, thanks, man. Hey, Dom, could you imagine if the king and queen of the United States went to an Eagles game, how bad they would get booed.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to say a monarchy.
A monarchy. All right, that's exactly right. We don't want to have a monarchy. Although, I'm out of step. I think somebody can be president for more than two straight terms. If they can win, people want them. I'm fine with it. Think about it. People said, oh, no, that would have given us Obama. Now they're already thinking, well, wait a minute. Can we get another term of Trump after this one?
Where do we go from here?
All right. So who are some of the contenders? I like the guns one. I'm trying to remember that.
Gary Newtown.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. I never see that happening.
I like the Bill and Bucks' answer of Celsius over Fahrenheit. I mean, okay. Fahrenheit, when it's a hot day, it's in the 80s and the 90s.
Right.
That signals to me that it's hot. But like over there, it's like whatever, 28? No, that doesn't
That's
work
true.
For
yeah,
me.
28 degrees Celsius. Henry's out there with a one of those huge coats on. No.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. That is good insight. Dan, do you
I'll throw in the ring as a finalist. Joe of Exton today. English as a first language.
That was good. That's a little bit. I'm leaning towards Celsius. I don't see that happening for Henry's reason, I think.
All right, Bill of Bucks.
Let's go with Bill of Bucks for Celsius. By the way, the type of stuff we're up against, these cultural war battles. I had the opportunity to do a speaker series. It was during COVID, so it was remote. With the guy, and I know Rich went out there and visited Jack Phillips, Baker Jack Phillips. Why am I mentioning him? Because the master baker yesterday won another Colorado Supreme Court case. They dismissed another suit against him. He wouldn't make a cake in this case for a transgender woman. Well, he wouldn't make it and design it in the manner that she wanted. Justices in a 6-3 majority said that the woman who brought this had not exhausted her options, even though this goes back to 2017. Just picture this guy there, the master designer. He's not a bigot. He doesn't make cakes for Halloween either. He doesn't believe in it religiously. If you're gay, he'll make a cake, but he's not going to make a cake involved in a gay wedding, a single-sex wedding. And the torture goes on. This has to be at least 8 to 10 years of lawsuit after lawsuit that end in nothing but put him through this type of turmoil. Just a real good down-to-earth guy. All right, tomorrow we're going to go to the Carolinas with Nick Sorter, get an update on what's happening there. We're not sure who else might show up. But Jim Kenney, wherever he is today, probably Wegmans. I can see that trail coming back from Scranton. They bring Jim Kenney out of the bullpen. Now, does that not strike you as desperate? Bring him all the way to Scranton to tell union guys, you got to vote for Harris, Donald Trump. Harris, see, identifies with you. You can bond with her. You can have a beer with her like Colbert did last night. But Donald Trump, that guy's not even a drinker, among other things. How are you going to bond with him? I know it's shocking when you heard Jim Kenney this morning, but Pennsylvania, big time in play. All right, follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. I'll be on, I don't have the exact time, in the 4 o'clock hour on Newsmax, talking about who's going to win Pennsylvania, what does it take to win in Pennsylvania. For Trump, it's obvious. Bringing home suburban voters. And we'll give you full coverage of Trump in Reading tonight with the Latino audience tomorrow. Henry and Dan, great job today. Rich Cioli next. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.